This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by AppPro International Incorporated, a leading developer of innovative supercomputing solutions uniquely positioned to support high-performance computing markets. www.appro.com.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry. With Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
Dell Prep Stampede Servers.
And Panasus Active Store 14.
Good morning for HPC Wire Soundbite for September 21st, 2012. Available every Friday on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and I'm joined by Addison Snell of Intersect 360 Research. Hey, good morning, Addison.
Good morning, Michael. I'm sitting here in my home office in Mountain View, California. We're waiting for our space shuttle flyover. We're going to see that pretty soon.
That's right, the last shuttle. That's right. That's coming in right near you guys.
Yay, science.
Yay, science.
It's heading down to Southern California, your way to stay there.
That's right. Well, that's the end of an era.
But meanwhile, we got some other HPC-focused news coming out. A couple new product announcements. Do you want to start with the servers or the storage?
Well, let's do the servers first. Let's do Dell. Dell had this announcement this week. There's a new line of servers now called the C8000 series. Now, these actually have been in the...
This is under the PowerEdge line, the C8000
right.
PowerEdge.
The PowerEdge, right. All their PowerEdge servers, right. These are the ones that actually came into being with the Stampede supercomputer. They didn't have the product at that point. That looked like sort of a special purpose design at that point. It was with the Xeons and the Xeon Phi accelerators. That's the 10 petaflop system. But they actually productized that design, and they kept the HPC part, which was basically the GPU slash accelerator part in this. And now it's the C8000 series, and it's for not just HPC, but hyperscale deployments of all kinds.
Yeah, one thing I like about this is that we're seeing some really strong HPC messaging around this for Dell. You know, it's density optimized stuff, but there are blades that are specific for HPC that build in GPU computing. And these are the nodes, the blades that are going into Stampede attack.
Exactly. Now, they didn't actually talk about the Xeon Phi flavor of this. They call it the GPU component. They officially support NVIDIA Tesla GPUs, but obviously they're going to support Xeon 5. That's what's going into Stampede, but that product hasn't been officially announced yet, so they really couldn't talk about it that much, but they are going to support that there.
I don't think they can announce that yet until the Xeon 5 processor itself is announced, right?
Right, exactly. And also, they're also going to support AMD FirePro GPUs in this configuration as well, so that's for the future, but they have these... Basically, this shared infrastructure, they don't call them blades exactly. They call these things sleds. It's not quite like a blade setup in that it doesn't quite have the redundancy that you'd have in an enterprise blade setup with the network I.O. backplane and some of the other redundant features. But it certainly looks like a blade. It looks like a small blade. They slide vertically into this 4U chassis, and then they've got these three different varieties that you can slide in.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a blade, right? Yeah. As analysts, we try to, you know, have actual names for things, and we distinguish nodes from blades in certain ways. And these are going to meet our characteristics for being blades. So I'm calling it a blade. I get that they're calling it a sled. You're right. They've got these three different configurations, one that's basically just a compute node, and then they've got a compute plus a GPU accelerator node, and then a storage node, or blade, I should say, for all of these things, or sled, or whatever they want to call it.
Right.
SKU.
The storage sled is actually sort of the interesting part to this in that, you know, according to Dell at least, that's how they sort of beat out their competition in the Stampede bidding. They, you know, TAC, the NSF, wanted a system that they could incorporate storage inside the machine, and this allowed them to do that. You just slide in this blade or sled, and you get extra storage inside the system. And each of those double-wide storage sleds can contain up to 36 terabytes, and you can have, I think four of those sleds per 4U chassis. So you can get quite a bit of storage into this thing, depending upon how you mix and match it with compute.
Yeah. Now the one thing I'm not really sure is what form that storage takes. I mean, it's not a local disk that's on the node. So I don't know if this is a NAS or a SAN or what we have here with regards to this disk, what the interconnect is, and you know, can I set up RAID over the whole thing or what? I'd like to get a little more visibility on that.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it sort of looks like direct attached storage, but it might be a SAN setup if they had the protocol support there. But yeah, I mean, basically, you can mix and match. It's not a NAS thing. It's more direct than that. Certainly, it's
yeah.
not that protocol. There's no.
You're file right. System. It's probably a DAS, and they can mix the different storage disk types. So you got SSDs. They got SAS drives. They got SATA drives. So
right.
It's probably a DAS format within that.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing too. And right, like you said, you can mix the different types of storage in there, so you can get all different flavors and capacities and performance levels. So,
now, to me, this is probably the most interesting with regards to the SSD form factors, where you go really high IOPS for not only certain HPC, but also big data workflows that would go beyond HPC.
Right, exactly. Now, this isn't the only storage going into Stampede. There's some external storage as well that they've bought, but this is going to allow them to do certain local, you know, data manipulation they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. And supposedly, according to Dell, they went up against HP and Apro, who had similar GPU type configurations, but they didn't have the storage component that could fit in like this as well. And that was sort of the margin of difference. Everybody had Sandy Bridge, of course. Everybody was supporting NVIDIA GPUs. Even Xeon Phi's, you know, both the other vendors are going to be supporting those. So this is sort of the differentiation that helped them get in there.
Yeah, and that comes down to form factor with regards to what things they're supporting in these chassis. So, you know, they've designed these sleds in this C8000 series, and the storage sled is going to be part of that.
Yep, and it's not just going to be sold into HPC. The GPU stuff will just be sold HPC, presumably, but this is for hyperscale, so this goes out to, you know, big, you know, search engine type people if they want to buy that, or anything that goes, you know,
scale internet, cloud providers, big data, whether it's within HPC or outside HPC, could all be attracted to this form factor.
Exactly. So they're trying to get that little market between basically blades and cheaper servers and sort of strip out some of the enterprise stuff and let people buy into a dense machine without sort of the extra bells and whistles.
Well, speaking of big data and storage, we've got another product announcement in the HPC world. Why don't we take a break and then we'll come back and pick up the news from Panasus.
Appro is a leading developer of innovative supercomputing solutions uniquely positioned to support high-performance computing markets, focusing on medium to large-scale deployments where lower total cost of ownership is essential. Appro accelerates technical applications and business results through outstanding price per performance, fast time to market solutions based on the latest open standards technologies, innovative cluster tools, and management software packaged with HPC professional services and support. Appro supercomputing solutions enable scientists and engineers in academia, government, and industry to use highly technical, compute-intensive applications for scientific research discovery, data modeling, engineering simulations, and seismic visualization. Appro's headquarters is located in Milpitas, California, with offices in Korea and Houston, Texas.
Michael, we were just talking about the storage sleds inside the Dell PowerEdge C8000 series and with regards to HPC and big data, but we had bigger, more focused storage news coming out of Panasus with ActiveStore 14.
Right. They announced that this week. It's their fifth generation storage appliance. And this is a NAS appliance. It's got everything in there, including their own PANFS system, file system. So this is everything from the hardware up to the very top. The new thing here is they basically added the solid state drive layer on top of this to up the IOPS and the metadata performance. Now, they had this before in ActiveStore 9, but that was sort of a special purpose solution for small data I/O or small file I/O. This is their general flagship line. They basically added their capacity performance machine, and they put SSDs on top to up the IOPS.
Yeah, that's really the most interesting part of this to me. Again, we're looking at these things that are related to big data, and IOPS is going to be a big part of that. I was just speaking yesterday at the SNIA Big Data and Analytics Conference here in Santa Clara, and part of what we were talking about is how IOPS is such a major factor in big data, whether you're talking about an HPC-oriented type of end use or non-HPC enterprise, but coping with big data, you really see IOPS in both places.
Right, exactly. And of course, flash memory has and SSD technology in general has come on very rapidly now over the last couple of years. And basically, anytime anybody's talking about big data now, usually on the hardware side, you're looking at some sort of flash memory type technology to accelerate that. And well, they've done this here.
Yeah, it depends. There are a lot of faces of big data, which is the real nut of my presentation yesterday, that you know, it's hard to presume exactly what someone's big data application looks like. And I get very concerned anytime you ask someone about big data and the first word they start talking about is Hadoop. Hadoop is one specific application that solves one type of big data problem, but we find the big data space to be a lot broader than that category of analytics or application.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I mean, Hadoop is probably the most widely known and maybe even the most widely deployed big data solution now. But there are other types of things. There's graph analytics, and there's just non-Hadoop type setups that do the same types of problems that Hadoop tackles as well.
Well, I mean, it's a number one in the same sense of if you had, you know, a population and you were telling everybody to imagine in their heads what their favorite cookie is, and then you do a survey of what everyone's favorite cookie is, your runaway winner is going to be Oreo with like a 2% share, right? And then you're going to have all these other cookies that have one-off and two-off mentions each, right? My grandmother's homemade oatmeal raisin, whatever, that only got one vote. And, you know, an Oreo is not the favorite cookie for the other 98%, but it's still a clear number one. And that's going to happen. It's more extreme, but it's similar to Hadoop. Hadoop is the most common big data application, but 85% of the big data opportunity is not related to Hadoop.
Yeah, and I think Panasonic knows that too. They've built this for a more general purpose solution. Certainly, they're looking at Hadoop. And in fact, I was just looking at the specs on this. They sort of coincidentally they have the same, you know, three blade breakdown as Dell did on the storage side. They've got one for basically like a lower IOPS type situation aimed at a set of verticals like energy, oil and gas, government manufacturing, academia. Then they've got sort of their middle version. They aim at biosciences, which has a little bigger SSD capacity on that blade. And then they've got the high level, the high IOPS one that's aimed at finance. They've got that a 400. I think 480 gigabyte SSD on that blade, and that's aimed at these things we're talking about a lot, financial analytics, Monte Carlo simulations, that sort of thing where you need lots of IOPS with a lot of real-time streaming information.
Well, yeah, the nice thing with a company like Panasonic, whose heritage is in the HPC side, you're going to expect that they're going to understand those dimensions of big data with the very large files, the concurrent access, a lot of this internally generated data. For Panasonic, the opportunity is that they can use an architecture like this to expand their footprint in some more commercial areas that's beyond their traditional HPC customers.
Yeah, although when I talk to them, I mean, they are definitely targeting commercial customers. In fact, that's their biggest growth area right now, financial, manufacturing, bio. But they're going to stick on the technical computing side. They talked a little bit about some of these other areas that are business commercial, but they're going to stick with technical computing. They think that's where their strength is. That's where they can compete. And I don't think they really want to go up against some of the people that are already in the business space in Hadoop and things like that. That's probably a crowded market right now, and they've got this niche, and I think they're doing well with it, and they want to stick with it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to give away your strengths, obviously. You know, the Panasus has been growing. They do have a good foothold in some of these HPC areas. I don't think they would mind growing if they could pick up some commercial customers as well, as long as it doesn't mean that, you know, it looks like they're walking away from their existing customers.
Right. I think they're quite committed to this community, and you know, their file system, their software stack, everything on top of that points to this. But yeah, if opportunities come along, they're obviously not going to turn those down. But yeah, right now they're focused pretty much laser focused on technical computing, and you can sort of see that from the way they've sort of split up this solution into these three layers like this.
And I also like that they're bringing a lot of their same benefits forward. They've been staying true to a vision. Now, just having a product called ActiveStore 14, right, and that's their fifth generation, you feel like it's a Friday the 13th kind of title, right? You know, Jason lives. But, you know, that's actually good in this sense. Panasus went through a lot of executive churn, you know, over the last couple of years. Their strategy didn't feel like it was consistent for a little while. And now, ever since they've had Faye and Barbara in there, it really feels like the message has been very consistent. They're carrying the strategy forward. You see where they're going. It's nice and consistent.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, with that change, they've picked up a lot of customers. They were talking about, you know, they've got now 400 customers in like 50 countries. They're letting some of their system OEMs do sort of more of that sales work than the direct sales they used to do in the past. So I think they've picked up the business end of this pretty well. And now they are able to focus more on, you know, what they do well and sort of the commercial aspects, the commercial HPC aspects, which is growing now, and they're following that money. So, yeah, I think this is a good move, and you're right. There is a lot of consistency, and I have a feeling in, you know, 10 years we'll be talking about ActiveStore 24.
I bet that'd be good news for Panasus if they can keep doing that.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. You've got a big trip coming up that I'm sure we'll be talking about in one way or another.
That's right. I'll be in Mannheim on Monday for ISC Cloud.
Best of luck there. I know we've got our cloud editor, Tiffany Trader, out there. You'll be seeing her. And
looking forward to seeing Tiffany in Germany.
We'll be reporting on that. And there's, I think, some other news coming our way as well. So until then, Addison, have a great week and a safe trip to Germany.
Terrific. Thanks a lot, Mike. I'll talk to you next week.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite has been sponsored by APRO International Incorporated, leading developers of innovative supercomputing solutions uniquely positioned to support high-performance computing markets. www.apro.com.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.